Welcome to The Convo. I am your host, Lakeisha Mosley. I'm a mom, a blogger, a brand influencer, and the event producer of my own event management company called The LM Experience. On The Convo, you'll hear conversations with some of the most profound entrepreneurs from all over the world as they share with us their wins and their losses. They'll also share tips and tricks with you that will help you be successful along this journey called entrepreneurship. Let's get started with the show. This episode is sponsored by The LM Experience. COVID-19 has really wrecked the event industry, as well as it has affected businesses and companies that normally have in-person events. But I have a solution for you. It's called virtual events. And I know you've already heard about them, but you may be wondering if it's something that you should do. Well, I have a gift for you. I have a checklist of 8 things that you should consider before you plan your next virtual event. It's really easy to get. Just visit bit.ly/VECKLIST. Again, that's bit.ly/VECKLIST. Crystal Galladay is passionate about giving back. She's the founder of Never Underestimate Knowledge, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides resources to inner city youth and domestic violence survivors. She's also an author. Her book is entitled How to Get a College Degree for Free, where she shares her journey, plus useful tips and resources. Hey, Crystal, thank you for joining me today on another episode of Convo with Keisha. How are you?
I am amazing. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's awesome to have you on here. I'm so glad that we're connected and doing things together, but I definitely want the audience and the listeners to really get to know you and what you have to offer. So start with telling us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a city girl. I'm from New York City, but I'm in DC now, but I have the heart of a Southern Belle, so I'm very caring and resourceful. I have both a technical and business background, but I have a huge heart, so I have a lot of philanthropic things that I do within the community, one being a youth advocate. I'm a board of trustee for a charter school here in DC, in addition to me being a founder and a president of a nonprofit called Never Underestimate Knowledge that provides inner city youth with resources, as well as domestic violence survivors. And then I also authored a book called How to Get a College Degree for Free, because I got not one, not two, but all 3 of my college degrees for free. In addition to, yes, with different funding sources. And it's at different levels, both at an undergraduate and graduate level. Mm-hmm. And this month, I launched my consulting business to celebration for sure, to expand upon my book, because the readers, they wanted more from me in regards to me helping them find funds for their education, but also helping them with college prep. So I'm also known as the Fund Finder for Education, because I did all those things for myself and I'm starting to help others. And then I have a membership group as well, where it'll be in a group setting where I'll be helping people. So I'm doing a lot, as well as being a mom, a wife, a room parent, doing distance learning now, as well as just doing things in the community and just being me and maintaining my zen, because I have to take care of myself, because if I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of others.
That's so like awesome. Like just in all of that, that you just shared, like it's so many gems in that. And I think a lot of people don't realize all these things are possible. You're living proof of being able to wear all these hats, number one. But secondly, education is so important. And how many of us, with my hand raised, although y'all can't see it, has student loan debt? You know what I'm saying? Like,
literally in with degrees that I'm like not even really using, however. But, you know, we have this loan debt. When there's a way out there to get your education and get it funded without it coming out of your pocket or taking out these expensive loans, and you're that plug, that connect to make that happen.
Yes, because I definitely want to continue to help families for generations, because as you know, being financially free can open the doors for you to do other things in your life. And as we know, with college degrees, it's not guaranteeing your job, but it's getting your foot in the door, and it is a conversation piece. So it's worth getting a college degree, but understanding what you want to do, right, and choosing the right one. So I'm helping people do that, because in my book, I share my journey, but then also useful information, tips, and resources that people can use. So I'm just trying to do what God has blessed and given me through my efforts, through the blessings, and through the village that helped raise me.
Right. Oh my gosh. I think that's totally, totally awesome. That you said, for one thing, it's a blessing, you know, for you to be even doing this, but also that you see it as a blessing to serve others. But secondly, to get a degree that you want to like thrive in. I have a degree in criminal justice and I'm not doing anything with it. I mean, I've worked in the field for a little bit, but that was not where my passion or my heart was. And so here we are, student loans incurred from that degree that I'm not even, you know, essentially using, you know, in totality, like for what it was intended for. Let me just say it like that, not using them for what they were intended for. So it's really great that, you know, you are able to help people really tap into that as well. Cause I think that is so key for them to know, actually, what is it that you really want to do with your life before you go spend this money, you know, on a college degree. But in your sense, it's helping people not have to be able to do that, to be able to fund their education in other ways.
Right. And I want to point out that you don't have to be the A student to get funding. Like for me, I had a rough academic start where I was below grade average with reading and with my speech. You may not hear it now, but yes, I used to stutter. Yes, I used to go to a speech therapist. Yes, my teacher made fun of me, and you can read all about that in my book. But I had the village that helped raise me to sow seeds in me. Like my mom was very active. There was an organization I was a part of that, while my friends was watching cartoons, I was in tutoring on Saturday morning, learning about, you know, reading and literacy. So right. In turn, I do that with my prince so that he is ahead of the game. And mind you, he's the king of kindergarten right now. Right. But I'm making sure that I'm instilling what I've learned, because that's what it is. You want to share what you learn with the future generation that so that they can be better than we are.
Right. Right. That's so awesome. So you told us about, you know, starting your consulting firm, which I am so excited and ecstatic for. What are some more recent accomplishments that you've had?
So for me, it is my book. It is my consulting business. It is starting a nonprofit. And with the nonprofit, it's a matter of providing resources for inner city youth, but doing something, some things that gift other families. So my goal is to have scholarships for our youth in different inner cities. So the inner cities are based on like where my family history is. So I'm very excited about that, and doing my first event in November to give away the first scholarship.
Yes, that's so important. And I love how you're not just helping people find funds, but you're giving back to a community that may not even have this on their mind, because they feel like you just said, oh, well, I'm not smart enough, or I didn't get all these grades, or I'm not connected in this and that in order to be able to get it. So I think it's just awesome that, you know, you're giving back in this way. I think it's awesome.
Yes.
It's really cool.
Thank you. And I wanted to add that I know some families, like I had an intern that she decided not to do an internship with a predominant the, well, Fortune 500 company because a family needed money, right? And I want people to be able to make decisions not based on money because they have money from other sources. Right. So with the, I'm a, and in the corporate world as well, I'm a corporate exec and I used to lead my 9-to-5 gigs, one of the internship programs. Mm-hmm. And with this unique internship program, we open the doors to those who may not normally have an opportunity to work at our business because they're younger. Like I had people as young as 14 working for a Fortune 500 company and having that on their resume, but not pushing papers, doing like creating apps, right, doing like working, having different clients that we, our clients as their clients and producing projects for them, doing blockchain, all that other right stuff. So it wasn't just a menial thing. So it's about early exposure. And I feel like within the inner city minority community, there's not as much sharing that should take place. It's like kind of crabs in a barrel in some instances. I feel like now with everything that's going on in the world, it's more support and Black power and all that other stuff and Black Lives Matter. And I think we could learn from some other communities with supporting one another more and sharing, because I've been at many tables being the only one of many. Like when I graduated with my undergraduate degree, my Bachelor of Science in Computer Engineering from my university, I was the only African-American female in my entire graduating class for computer engineering. Wow. So, and this was in the 2000s. Not going to say exactly which year, but it was in the 2000s. So
right,
just think, like you would think it would be more integrated. And then going into a male-dominated field of engineering, I was the only female, the only African-American, the only take your pick at the boardroom table, at the meetings, then leading stuff as I moved on in my career. Mm-hmm. So there's room for other people. And I want everyone to learn the difference between mentorship and sponsorship. And get you both, but definitely get you a sponsor because that person can help you along your way and pull you up as they climb as well.
Exactly. Oh, I love that. And that's so important, especially now people need to, you know, understand how important it is to show up in your own communities. Back when I graduated high school, and that was in the 90s, so I'm gonna just leave that there. You know, I mean, that wasn't something that was looked upon as would happen. So when I made it out, quote unquote, and I went into a field, criminal justice, that number one, not very many women are in, but then not so many Blacks are in, you know, it was another thing as well. So I think that, you know, being able to break through those kind of barriers really, really help us out totally. Being able to make our communities more sustainable for us.
Yes, and I definitely know what you're talking about because my sister studied criminal justice and a part of the police department in Texas, as well as Army Reserve. So right, I definitely understand different industries as well. And it could be tough, but exactly, that's why we're here to support one another and share the great information that we have. So thank you for having this platform.
Exactly. Thank you for being a part. So let's talk about your book, because this is exciting. Like, to know that you can actually get a college degree for free is just beyond amazing to me. What made you write your book?
So back when I was in undergrad, I was the pre-college initiative chair for an organization called NSBE, which stands for National Society of Black Engineers. And I hosted a program for high school students to come to the school, and they were like, wow, like you should share this more. And, you know, they wanted me to mentor them and things of that nature. And I had a whole shadowing program. I put that idea of me having my leadership and learning development center, me being my own boss, as well as, you know, just so many things on the shelf, because my parents, as well as prior generations and the society around me, was said the right thing to do, air quotes, is to go to school, go to college, get a good job, retire, then enjoy life. Right. Well, as I was in that mood of going to school, going to college, getting a good job and enjoying life, I realized I did not want to have what I call the golden handcuffs forever. where I want to retire early one day, not anytime soon. I love my company and they have grown with me. So I do plan on staying in the corporate world, but I realized the whole entrepreneurial areas that you can do outside of your 9-to-5 job and finding your passion and not having to put your goals on the shelf. So what multiple people asking me how I did it, and not on just the undergraduate level, because great, a lot of people can do that, get a full scholarship or get multiple scholarships to pay for them for undergrad, but how I got 2 additional graduate degrees for free. It was from the multiple people asking me, and then also going to a live event called The Big Axe, which is hosted by Lucinda Cross, and then being in her boot camp, more mastermind after that, and being around like-minded people, then meeting Robin Devenish, who is known as the self-publishing maven, and then she has a group called Pen Publish Profit, and just learning from people that are doing it. Right. And African-American females, and you don't see this in mainstream all the time. And it's like me getting them out of my own way, because so many people believed in me and was telling me I can do this, I can do that, or just asking me questions. And I even had one of my best friends tell me I should write a book, but it was on a different topic. It was on like financial stuff because of my financial plan on how I did. Well, it's kind of related because, you know, the scholarship financing and stuff like that. So I've had people tell me I should write a book, I should share, I should do this over the years. And with my mom, my dad passing when I was pregnant with my prince, and then my mom passing 5 years later in the same hospital, they were on ICUs on the same floor 5 years apart, and knowing I was my last living parent, I'm a mom, and just knowing, realizing that life is short and you don't want to live with regrets, I figured it was that time. And I wrote my book on the bedside of my mom in ICU while it was her last chapter of her life here on earth. And then, you know, it was just, it's my time. Like, it's my time to get out of my own way, get comfortable being uncomfortable, and just doing things. And sometimes things may be ugly. They may not be perfect, but I'm going to do it, learn from it, fail forward if I have to, learn from every mistake that I make, and improve along the way.
That is an amazing story. I think that just shows resilience, that shows perseverance. Like, no matter what happens to us, we are going to do what we have to do. And I think it's so inspiring to Black women all over that are dealing with, you know, difficulties, that nothing can stop you from doing what you want to do unless you allow it. To write a book next to your mother who's leaving here, you know, who's transitioning, that's above the ground amazing to be able to, you know, do that. Someone said that to me. My mom passed the day before Easter of that particular year, and I had an event that night. And so it was hard, but I still had to go and show up for that client all the while, you know, my mom had transitioned on, you know, to a better place. So it just shows like how strong and how really dedicated we are to what we're doing, to just keep going, even in the midst of adversity.
Yes, and I'm sorry for your loss. It's never easy losing a loved one, especially when it's your parent and your mom.
Exactly. So. Thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, you know, altogether. But that's something you and I, you know, have in common, you know, which kind of segues to my next question. Like, you have this amazing, amazing nonprofit. You know, what made you start a nonprofit?
Well, for me, it was seeing everything that was around me and the stars aligning. Like, I was blessed with the opportunity to lead at a national level the internship program where at my corporate job, where we receive interns from the partnerships that we had with nonprofits, and then being active and spreading myself across different nonprofits, I realized that I had a mission in my life as well. And opposed to spreading myself so thin with everyone else and being on this board and that board hosting this fundraiser and stuff like that, that I wanted to think about that dash between my two dates, the day I was born and the day that I would die. Yeah. And I wanted to have meaning. And I want my prince, who is watching me, he was in here during this interview, and he knows some of my sayings and what I do, doing hand gestures and stuff like that. And mind you, he's only in kindergarten, for him to know what it is to live out your dreams and to leave a legacy for him, but also not just doing it for me, doing it for others, because I don't want people to go up at my celebration of life, because it's not going to be a funeral and a sad event, and I made sure it wasn't that for my mom. I want them to share their stories of how I touched them, how I've helped them. And it could be someone that I've met on social media, because I have a network on social media, baby, that is so supportive, and they rock out with me, even more than some of my family members.
Right.
So, for me, it was a matter of wanting to live out my passion, but then also think about the groups and the support I've gotten along the way. As I mentioned, the village helped raise me. I had different organizations and different people spend their time and money in me getting my education, right, as well as providing resources, hosting programs and stuff like that. So that's the arm for inner city youth, because I grew up in the Bronx, Co-op City to be exact, Section 5. And I went to undergrad in Philly, then I moved to the DMV area, and now I live in DC, and my husband's from a city, and we staying in cities.
Right.
And then from a domestic violence arm, I'm a survivor of domestic violence. I was in a tumultuous relationship with an ex that it went as far as the judicial system and going to 2 trials, but I had the support of different organizations to help me.
Right.
Locate, to help me get legal services, to help me get a therapist, to help me in different ways. So I want to do that for others, taking baby steps, because I was founded in 2019, but doing things gradually so I can help back and give back, because there's people out there that need help and don't know what to do in different situations like that. And I know domestic violence is really high right now due to people at the stay at home and quarantine due to this global pandemic. So
yes,
those are the reasons in the 2 groups of people that I'm planning to help and will continue to help with my nonprofit, Never Underestimate Knowledge.
Yes. I think that is so important, that we use our stories to help empower and educate others. It just lets them know that they're not alone. You know, you're not alone. Domestic violence is something that's really, really big right now. I'm fortunate enough to not have been involved in anything like that, but it's still something very dear to me. My grandmother was a victim of domestic violence. And growing up, as she would talk about it, you never thought about it as, you know, violence or domestic violence, because she was so strong. But when I began to really understand what that really meant and what that looked like, it just was like, oh my gosh. My grandfather like really abused my grandmother. And it was just so real and open. And so, especially now with this global pandemic going on, it's definitely something we should really be paying attention to help others, to make sure that they are not, victims of that. Cause now they have nowhere to go. Like we're supposed to be staying in and staying safe. So I think it's really huge of you to use your platform, you know, as well to help, others.
And I will say this, domestic violence could come in multiple forms. It's not just the physical,
right?
Because people get you mentally, verbally, in other ways. So I want people to look at signs, pay attention to them, and take action for what's best for you, your family, and your future. Yeah. And I'm gonna just leave that there, because I don't want to get too deep in that realm. But ask for help. Like, no one should be too proud to ask for help or be ashamed of what they go through, because life happens.
Yes, true. Yes, so true. So I'm excited to hear about you starting your consulting firm. This is like so, so amazing. This is super, super awesome. Tell me, like, why at this point, you know, are you starting this consulting firm?
So I'm starting it because people have been asking for my book. Like, I had someone who was like, I'm in tears reading your book. Like, this really resonated with me. So when are you doing X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, whoa, I didn't think about that, but thank you for letting me go. And then I told someone else, like, I see her periodically in the neighborhood, and she read my book. She was like, I love it. My child is going to read it. And I was like, great, I'm going to come out with this document. And, you know, I'm thinking about doing some services with people have been asking me follow-up questions. She was like, oh, so you're going to do that full-time, right? And I said, oh, I didn't think about it like that because, you know, I love the company I work for. And, you know, how people hold on to the corporate stuff because it's the stability and stuff. And I was like, from your lips to God's ears, if it's meant for me to do that, then so be it. That's not my initial goal, but things happen, you know?
Right.
So with those examples and then receiving the feedback from my book, receiving over the years the response for how I'm helping people, and when people hear my story, that they're wowed and want more, that it was kind of like, it's time. It's time to put it in a formal setting, formal business entity, formal packages, letting people know what they'll get out of it. And everything is on my website, crystalgalladay.com. And they'll see what they're getting up front and then decide what path they want to do. So I just want to help people and not just spew out information, because I know people are watching. Even if people don't comment, if people don't like, they are watching, because when I don't post, people are messaging me like, you okay? Like, so when are you following up on this? You said you was going to do that. And I'm like, I got it. This is when I had it scheduled, or I forgot about this. And it could be people that I didn't even think was watching my stuff. So I share because I care. Some people may think I shared too much, but that's okay because it's not for them.
Exactly.
Or they may just be hating, because we do have haters out there too, where, you know, they're just out there. Let me put it like that. But I am all about positive vibes and focusing and being in competition with just me. Yes, I scroll on social media. I may be on there too long and I hit the ignore the reminder on my phone, but it's me versus me every day. I try to be a better me than I was yesterday. And I'm all about sharing. So one thing that people get with me is that my network becomes your network. If I don't have the answer, I know somebody who knows somebody, and I'm not holding on to my chest of who they are, I will connect you. So I think a lot of people don't get that. Like, what's meant for you? It may be somebody doing the same thing out here as me. Okay, well, I'll still connect you with Robin, who will, you know, help me learn about the self-publishing world and connecting me, you know, with the editing as well as the cover and all of that other stuff. And I actually going to think about bringing her on live for just to have a just girlfriend chit chat to introduce her to my market, because I'm not the type to hold things back. So and Lakeisha, we're gonna talk too.
Live
on Instagram Live to for both of our networks to get to know each other. And we're gonna work on some stuff together in the future, because great people, you know, it's time for us to connect and elevate and empower and do great things.
Exactly. And I think that's so important in the many different areas that you are well versed in, and how, you know, your skills kind of tap into like a little bit of everything. So we're talking about, you know, funding for schools and, you know, to go to school. How can schools really utilize your services? Because I think it should really start at their level, where they're helping students with this process.
I know this is a good conversation, right? But give us a moment. We'll be right back. You'll hear a word from our sponsors.
You love live streams, and we love live streams. And what we all know about live streams is that they're hard to find, a pain in the ass even. Often, you find out about them after they've already happened. And how helpful is that? Introducing Yak.live, a website that puts all live streams in one place, so they're easy to find, easy to add to your calendar, so you never miss another one again. Whether you're looking for more from Lakeisha, a yoga session, or John Legend live performances, Yak.live has the streams you're looking for and those you've yet to discover. And if you'd like your live streams to be on Yak.live, you can do that too. Yak.live is the official home of all live streams.
I love that you brought that up, because I am open to partnerships with schools, universities, organizations, even corporations, because it is a matter of educating your people and having different programs, different workshops, having my book a part of your curriculum or your offering and bringing me in as a speaker. So I do have speaker services. I do, and that's also on my website, crystalgalladay.com. I do want to have partnerships. You can buy my book in bulk, where we can talk about that. If you're interested, contact me. And it is just so many doors that this could open, because I feel like, let me give you a story. When I went to go to SAT prep at Kaplan, I saw somebody a little bit bigger than my five-year-old in there taking an exam. And I'm like, what in the world? Like, why is this person here?
Right.
Like, you can take it. At that time when I was taking it, and I'm sure it's probably the same, don't know, I'll look into it exactly once I get someone needs my help with this, but you could take the SAT as many times as possible. And when I was taking it, you could put your highest verbal and highest math score together. Mm-hmm. So other communities knew that. I didn't know this. This is me junior year, whatever year we were taking it, doing it when I was supposed to. I could have been taking it prior. And, you know, on my application, I learned to do my highest verbal and highest math score. So it's about empowering people early, because there's programs that my friends at five you can get into that'll help you to line up resources. And even if it's just connections and just knowing people in that industry, where when outside open back up, oh yes, he's going to be in it. And then, right. And then scholarships that I was researching and funding that open up as early as 13. So I shared that with my community and my Saturday Noon Lives, which I had on, you know, my lives on Instagram, Facebook, and then also on YouTube. So subscribe and follow. So it's a lot of useful information that I'm finding and that I'm sharing.
Right.
And I'm not, I say I'm a lifelong learner, because I don't want to be stagnant. And I've learned that in the technology field, you can't just get your degree and that's it. You got to continually learn and get your certifications, learn up on this new version, even just with the iPhone. You know, they come out with a new version every some odd time frame. So exactly. It's new things you got to keep up with, and their competitors got to keep up. So that's what you have to do too, in order to be fresh, to be relevant, and to continue to expand, because you staying in the same place is going to get boring. It's going to get stale, and you may not be fulfilled. And some people may be, but for me, I want to continue to grow. And for me, growing, and that's continuing to help people. So let me know if there's anybody I need to connect with, schools. And I'm talking even as early as middle school to start with them prepping for school. My prince knows about Howard University. He right. knows about Drexel University. He's been on campuses. And he could talk to you about stuff like that if he gets to know you. He's a little shy, just like me. Got to open up over time. And the people right. the same. But we started him out young because I want him to make the educated decision on what's best for him.
Exactly.
At that time.
Exactly. And I think that's such an integral part, but it goes back to into what your firm actually will be helping to do, and that's educate parents on a certain level. All my mom wanted was for me to go to college. She didn't know anything about anything beyond that because she didn't go to college. But it's important, because our parents, as parents, myself, you know, we play a huge part in our kids' education, as well as the schools that they attend. And so us being well-versed, or even just having a little bit of knowledge, or having that resource to go to when it comes time for certain things, really helps. It helps like so much, you know, to help your kids make those kind of decisions. You know, even like for my son, actually he'll be 22 on tomorrow. You know, college wasn't his thing, and he was very good. He was a very good athlete in high school, but he was not a good student. So when that conversation came, because mom, you know, and dad went to school and have college degrees, we were able to have that conversation with him and know, like, boo, this ain't for you. You know, you can't go take these folks' scholarship money. And you know that school is not really what you want to do. You don't even have a degree in mind that you want to take. So let's figure out something else, you know, for you to do. Whereas our daughter, you know, she, hey, mom, this is what I want to do. I want to go be a nurse. And that's what she's doing. You know, she's on that path. So I think you make really good points in knowing, you know, what you need to do. But if you don't, you know, you have a resource like your agency and your firm that's going to help people decide what they need to do, what they can do in the end.
Right. And I want to say this. College may not be for everyone.
Yeah.
And even with the undergraduate degree, it is for a even social aspect or getting the basics. It's good to go for undergrad, but through the different things that I've done in the work field, I know of even other programs that people can utilize that are alternate ways to getting into the workforce. So I think I mentioned it in a post recently or in one of my lives or in even a partnership I have with a nonprofit or some of the organizations. So it's out there. And I understand that school is not for everyone. So figure out your path. And you could always try school out at a local level just to see if it's for you and still be, you know, at home or in whatever environment you're in. Give it a try if it's for you. If not, figure out what you want to do in your life. Get that mentor. See what path they took. See what works from their journey and what doesn't. Because you don't have to emulate everything from somebody, but you can learn from somebody. And I did that with the community and the environment I was in. There were some people I'm like, yo, that's the bomb. Like, I want to do that when I get older. Some people like, yeah, not so much. It's great. Glad it works for you. Wish you all the best. And you know, no ill will, no negativity or nothing, but what works for you works for you. I just know for my path, I didn't want to do that. So for me, college was the way. And I knew, like, to get to where I wanted to, I wanted to continue to grow degree-wise. And then also not just stay in the technical realm, but go into the business realm, too, to be more well-rounded and well-versed. So I can be at the C-suite level with my peers, but then I can also be with, break down some technical documentation or terms and bring it down to layman's terms to someone who studied in liberal arts of business that don't know all the data architectural stuff and things of that nature. So I try to be well-versed, but then also know my lane too when it comes to a particular situation. And being a leader also knowing what I'm not good at and having a team around me to make sure that they fill in those areas that I'm not so great at, but they're great at.
Exactly, exactly. I think that's so, so important. So mom, wife, all these other things you got on your plate, like, how do you make all of this happen?
So it's a matter of thinking about the stage of life I'm at the particular moment, and then figuring out what's the priority at that time. For example, distance learning right now, it's getting into a good groove with that, but also maintaining what I need to do in the corporate world. And oh, by the way, starting my business stuff. So it's a perfect imbalance. Right. There's no 50-50, 25-25-25-25. It is finding out your priorities and putting everything around that to work with you in that particular phase, and then reevaluating it over time to see if things have changed. And if so, it's okay to change. It's okay to shift. And it's okay to say no. I'm just learning the power of no. In my fourth decade of life, I'm just learning the power of no. And it's not that you're going to please everyone, because sometimes I used to say yes and not want to do the things, but did it to please other people. And granted, some people may have cussed me out, called me on my name, or just not been happy with some decisions I made. But guess what? They're going to get over it. Life's going to go on, because exactly. I'm going to be happy, and I have to work on my household. Because even now with events, people want you to come to it or put yourself in different situations. I'm like, no, like, I need to know who's going to be there, where the mama been, all of that. Like, you have to really think about your peacefulness, your safety, your health, just your overall future for you and the ones that are around you. So that's, I forgot the initial question, but I felt like I had to take it there.
Oh, that's fine, because I think it just shows like how we do make all of this happen. Like, there are certain things that, you know, I'm a big proponent of no. Sometimes it's hell no. And I think that's one way how we make stuff happen. We are very decisive in what we choose to be a part of. Like, it ain't just like, oh, let me go jump and do this. As someone who plans events, you know, almost weekly now, because of the virtual realm, sometimes I have to say, no, that doesn't fit my brand, or no, I don't even understand the purpose of what you're doing this event for. So no, I can't do it. So it's a lot when you wear many hats, and especially when you have a young prince that you're raising, a young princess that you're raising. Like, you really have to be very cognizant of the things that you are involved in, and that you also bring them around or they're around in that whole development. It's so important.
Right, because they're watching, they're sponges, and we have to lead by example. I used to hate it when people used to have the mentality, do as I say, not as I do. Well, because I'm adult, because I said so. No, I explain things to my prince. And some people may think, oh, he's a child or whatever. No, I did not talk baby talk to him. If I'm emotional, I say something, I do something, I'm explaining to him, because he's going to turn out to be an adult that's going to have to express his emotions some type of way. Right. So we have to think about that. And I know the last speaker I had on my talk show, she talked about the impact of what people did in her life when she was younger that in turn impacted her when she was an adult. So it's real. It's real. We don't think about that sometimes with the little things that we do or we say.
Right.
But we need to think about that for ourselves and the others around us.
Right. And I think, you know, also too, sometimes you have to be cognizant of, you know, your audience and who you're talking to. Like for me, I'm old school. I'm a 70s baby. So I grew up where, no, you don't ask questions. And no, my mama was not going to sit down and explain anything to me. I was going to do what she said. And that's just what it was. And I pretty much raised my kids the same way. However, what I will say is that, that doesn't always work out so well for some parents. For me, it just happened to, but there is a safe space for them to share, because I can't know what's going on if I'm just so strict and rigid and like don't open up myself to them as an entrepreneur with, I mean, they're grown kids, they're millennials, of course, but they're my board of directors. So if I have stuff going on and I'm working, I have to inform them of what it is so that they'll know what the limitations may be for me as my interaction with them. But they also know, go and get out of my office and leave me alone, because I got work to do. You have to keep them in mind. So I really love that you said that, because a lot of times we're so hell-bent on, you know, not explaining stuff to kids. And then we're like, well, I can't understand why they're so ungrateful. They don't want to do blah, blah, blah. Well, you ain't giving them nothing to go off of. Only thing they know is you said no with no explanation, or you're doing something that they don't understand what you're doing. And I think it's so important as family, just that we have those conversations with our children.
Amen to that.
Yes, I really, really love that. So what's next for you?
So what's next for me? I see myself, when definitely outside opens up, doing some national, international speaking, having partnerships with schools, universities, as well as organizations and companies, people buying my books in bulk sales, my nonprofit flourishing. I do want to give multiple scholarships annually. Mm-hmm. I do want to have my first fundraiser, which I have to be virtual, in November. And then my big fundraiser, which would be on a private charter boat in May. And all are welcome. Tickets only $50. And all of the money goes to donations to scholarships for inner city youth. So I plan to continue to do a lot for my community through the services that I have, through my consulting services. Especially, I want to continue to give back in that realm, from helping other people bridge their dreams into reality. So if you or anyone that you know, and it could be the families, as in the parent, as well as caregivers, as well as those in education wanting to learn ways on how to help those that are around them, their scholars in their lives. And it could be adults as well, because let's face it, some of us want to pivot, shift, or continue, or had to put things on hold. Yeah. I am that person. I am the fun finder for education, but I am so much more than that I can help you. So definitely go to my site, see how I can help you. If you don't know, just contact me through my site, which is crystalgalladay.com. That's Crystal spelled the regular way, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Galladay, which is like holiday, G-O-L-I-D-A-Y.com. So crystalgalladay.com, and see what fits you, and let's stay connected. And all my social media links are on there. So connect with me on Instagram, Crystal @CrystalGalladay. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on YouTube, subscribe to my channel. But I have a lot of great things in store, and I'm partnering with a lot of great people like Lakeisha and some other great people that I've met along my journey, so that we can put our great minds together to make even more amazing things happen in this world for all of those. So I just thank you for having me on your platform, and I look forward to our growing relationship, because we met each other not too long ago and have so many things in common, but for also us to continue to help other people in the world,
right,
to with achieve their goals, be it through events from your end, be it a whole bunch of other slew of different things that we can do through the gifts that we were given to share with the world. And I just want people to not be afraid to reach out for our help and our services. Like, for me, I thought I could do it all with my fundraiser, but I told Lakeisha, yes, let's make this partnership happen, because right, exactly. I definitely need that help, because it's like you have to outsource for what's needed.
Exactly.
And that's a part of leadership. So I'm here. I am here to help and to serve and my do my book, do my consulting services, do my nonprofit, do the roles that I play in the corporate world, nonprofit world, and just in the community. So I'm thankful and I'm blessed.
Right. I love it. I am so I feel so blessed and so grateful to have met you. I think I shared in one of the groups that I'm the community manager of, I said a meeting with one person has led me to meetings with all these other people. And so in the group, they were kind of talking about, oh, you know, cash is king and this and that. And I was like, honey, connections are king, because connections can get you to the cash. Connections
talk about it.
What make this world go around. And I just talked about how I was featured in this one magazine that led to me meeting a publicist, that led to me meeting Coryell, that led to me meeting Miss Lucinda, that led to me meeting you. Like, I just told them, like, this is, just think about this. And this is years in the making, okay? So this was years ago that I was in this magazine and met Coryell, and then was able to meet Miss Lucinda last year, and then able to meet you this year. And now there's so many things that we're doing. Even just working in her platform with her, it's just so many things that trickle down from that. So it's so great, like, for us to stay connected and be genuine about it. Because I think some people always want to attach to us for the wrong reasons. And I thank God for his discernment, because we quickly can see through them. And he protects us so much that he moves them out of the way, like, quick, fast, and in a hurry. But it's just a blessing to be connected to you, to definitely do some great things, you know, coming forward, to be able to support you and your platform and what you're doing, you know, in my space. Like, we just gonna do some things. And I just feel like it's just so great to, you know, have that plug, that know how to get kids in undeserving and disparaged neighborhoods funding for school. Like, some of them, like you said, they don't know that there are opportunities and there are ways. They just feel like, okay, I'm not the smartest kid, but my mom and daddy don't have no money, I can't go to school. And that's what they really want to do.
Right. And I know I'm there for those individuals, but also more, because some people, yeah. And I know, looking at the salary for, like, my parents, from financial aid standpoint, they thought they got it. They could mm-hmm. pay for it, but they had bills on top of bills and responsibilities. So it's helping those who may not have the economical means, but even those that do, right. that need to find a way. And I'm appreciative of having that knowledge and the skills and the resources to help people, you know, find their way. And granted, you have to put in the work.
Exactly.
'Cause I rolled up my sleeves and I did the work too, even at a young age. I found scholarship for me to even go to a private high school, because that was my choice.
Right.
And I didn't want my mom to struggle. So you have to put in the work. Exactly. And things are not always going to be handed to you. So I'm here to shine a light on them.
Exactly. I definitely love that. So it was so awesome, you know, chatting with you. I know we're going to have you back on. I know you and I are going to do, you know, so many things together.
Yes, ma'am.
The listeners, y'all will get Crystal's information in the show notes. Make sure you click on those links, support her, reach out if you have any questions. She's there as a resource, but also make sure you're following her on social media. She's doing some great informationals, like lives and things with information. And so y'all need to definitely tap into my girl, because she's doing some things. She out here working, y'all, okay?
Thank you so much. And I look forward to continuing working with you and those in the community as well. Peace and blessings, all.
Exactly. Same here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to The Convo. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to subscribe on Anchor or Apple Podcasts.